Welcome, everybody. It's Rob Zicari. It's the Rob Zicari Show. And we are full of stuff today. Full of stuff. A lot of breaking news. A lot of terrorist news. And let's get to it. All right, so this is, you know, when you hear things like this, it makes you wonder, once again, why in the hell would anybody in our government bring Syrian refugees here? Like, there's no reason. There's absolutely no reason. Absolutely no reason. News today that the three terrorists from that Turkey airport bombing all came from Syria. Now, they're of Russian descent, Uzbekistan. Am I saying that right? Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. I might be off with the pronunciation of those last two, but I'm close. I'm close, damn it. So those were those three guys. One Russian, one Uzbekistan, and one Kazakhstanian. And they were all living in Syria. All three of them made their way to Turkey. All three of them were living together in an apartment. And the Russian government actually says that the guy from Russia was known. The guy from Russia was known. He was on the radar. Turkey knew of him. Turkey knew about him. And then they went and did their thing. Did their terrorist thing. So I ask, once again, why are we going to bring Syrian refugees into this country? I just don't get it. It's not xenophobia. It's not homophobia, homophobia. How about terrorist-a-phobia? Have you ever heard of that? How about bombing-a-phobia? How about tuberculosis-a-phobia? How about those phobias? You think the left could introduce those words into their phobia chain? The homophobia, Islamophobia, xenophobia, fat phobia, black phobia, Mexicanophobia, all of those phobias, we got those. We understand those. But can we add bombing-a-phobia, terrorist-a-phobia, tuberculosis-a-phobia? Can we do? Huh? Can we do that? Maybe that's the phobia I have. The phobia I have. I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying. It's like everybody comes from Syria. And don't forget the CIA director. He came out yesterday and said, listen, ISIS is planning these style attacks for the United States. I mean, the CIA director. The CIA director. He's come out and said, guys, they're planning these attacks for here in the good old U.S. of A. The good old U.S. of A. They're planning these attacks. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. It's not like there's a need for Syrian refugees. I mean, I don't hear this panic. I don't hear this panic from various friends that I have that own businesses. I don't hear it from the sports world. I just hear this demand for Syrian refugees. I don't hear it. I don't understand why we have to bring Syrian refugees in. Why? Why do we have to take the chance? Why? I mean, are we proving something? Like, why? Is that what it's all about with this administration and with the liberals? It's proving. We're going to show the terrorists. We're going to show the world that you can't stop our way of life. Like, I get the concept of people still going to Disneyland and water parks and not altering our lives in the face of terrorism. I get that. Terrorists, you're not going to win. We're going to go out and we're still going to go to the movies. We're still going to go to the beach. I get that. But saying, hey, we're still going to take in Syrian refugees. Nah, 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 nah. What the hell does that prove? What the hell does that prove? We're still going to resettle these Syrian refugees in these various states. Oh, they happen to have tuberculosis? Doesn't matter. We're showing everybody, including those terrorists, that they can affect our way of life. I don't know if that's showing anybody. I would say it shows everybody that we're kind of stupid. Seriously, when they watch television or go on their Facebook pages, because it seems like all terrorists have Facebook pages. You ever notice that? You ever notice that? All terrorists have Facebook pages. You can't even post a picture on Facebook or Twitter of, like, nipple. Well, I think Twitter you can get away with it. But Facebook you can't. Instagram you can't. YouTube you can't. You put nipple. You put nudity of any kind. You're destined to get your account closed down. I mean, you're done. But every terrorist has got a Facebook page. They got Instagram. They're all doing the terrorist signs. No problem. That doesn't get a red flag. Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, they haven't figured out how to create a program that red flags terrorist stuff. Boobs, they got that. Boobs got it under control. So when these terrorists are on their Facebook page or they're on their Instagram or they're watching cable TV and they're seeing us still going to malls, living our lives, traveling on airplanes, they say to themselves, damn, our terrorist attacks haven't deterred the Americans. They are a resilient bunch. They go on with their lives. They're not frightened. They are tough. When they see that we're bringing in Syrian refugees full of disease, they're going, wow, those Americans are just stupid. They're just stupid. Sure, they're not one of us. Those refugees aren't us. We didn't infiltrate that group, but man, they're all full of disease. They're coughing that tuberculosis on people. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I might never get it. You know, I'm not the getting type, I guess. But that's the big news. That's the big news. And then, of course, this happens, and a U.S. airstrike, along with coalition partners, hits a convoy, an ISIS convoy, kills about 100-plus ISIS soldiers. Imagine that. Somebody does some terrorist activity. And then we blow up some terrorists. It's like your wife, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad complaining about something that you're doing. And then you go and take care of what they're complaining about. And they look at you and go, well, why didn't you do that before I had to complain, before I had to discipline, before I had to yell, before I had to suggest? It's the same thing. You're going to tell me we couldn't have killed dozens of ISIS militants a week ago? You see the video? They're in a caravan. They're in a bunch of trucks just driving down the road. What, this is the first time in months that they were in a caravan traveling down the road? There's tens of thousands of these people. Tens of thousands of these people. They've overtaken cities. We could have been airstriking these scum 5 days ago. 5 weeks ago. 5 months ago. But with this president and this administration, they wait. They wait until the disease festers, till the tumor becomes just inoperable brain cancer. They're always working from behind. I don't get it. Again, convoy. We killed a bunch of ISIS fighters today. Wow, okay. So first, this is the first time they came out of their holes, I guess. First time they came out of their holes. Not last week, but today. Come on. It's like nobody wants to do anything in the Middle East. I just don't get it. No different than that time ISIS burned that Jordanian pilot. Remember? Remember they had him in the cage? They lit him on fire. And the Jordanian president, what is it? The King Abdullah, whatever his name is. He took those pictures, put it on Instagram and Facebook of himself in the fighter gear. We're going to avenge. And he went to the funeral. He went to the funeral or the whatever the Muslims do. Whatever they call it. He told the family, watch. Watch. And the airplanes flew over his head. Or the family's head, the president's head. He said, they're going to avenge. And then I think, if I recall, they blew up a building that had an American – what was that girl's name? I think it was a girl. She was a hostage, and they blew up a building that she was in, if I recall. And then that was it. That was it. Never heard about the Jordanian aircraft bombing the hell out of ISIS. Again, just for show. Oh, he killed a pilot. Okay, let me act tough. Let me get my outfit on. Look. It's like nobody does anything over there. Nobody does anything over there. It's just insane. It really is. It's just insane. So there's your big terror update. The big terror update. Three fighters, three terrorists, three animals. One from Russia, one from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. All from Syria. All from Syria. Syria and the Turkey. They don't want to close that border down, man. They don't want to close that border down. It's amazing. It is. It's amazing. All right. Let's take a quick break. The defense secretary is speaking from the Pentagon soon. He's got a big announcement. Wonder what his announcement's going to be. What do you think? What do you think the announcement's going to be? What do you think it's going to be? Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security secretary, he did the big announcement, beefing up security at the airports. It's funny. Some of the stuff that they're saying is going to be implemented, we already have it out here in L.A. They're talking about parking lots being under surveillance, I guess you could call it that. We already go through that. Going in to the airport on the main road, like you can't get into LAX unless you go through this one area. There's police there that kind of stop you. They kind of slow you down. And they have the mirror. They got the sticks with the mirrors on the ends, and they put them under your car. I will say this. It's not constant. Now it will be constant. If I go to the airport today, they'll be there. But when I went to the airport last month, they weren't there. Again, this type of stuff only happens when there is an attack. I don't understand why it only happens when there's an attack. Why not have it all the time? Why not have it all the time? So that's what's going on. So be prepared when you go to the airport. Be prepared when you go to the airport. I say an hour, maybe an hour and a half. Plan your trip. If you normally would have gone to the airport, kick it back an hour and a half, because it's going to be even longer. And still no one wants to profile. That's the trip. No one wants to profile. You'll still go through that car. You know, you'll go through the checkpoint with your car. You'd be in middle-aged white dude, middle-aged white woman, and two blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids in the back. And they're gonna just the third degree on you. Where are you going? Where are you from? Why are you there? Blah, blah. And then you look over and they're waving through Mohammed Sadiq. He's got the turban and his wife's covered from head to toe. They're like, hey, come on, come through. You come through. Now tell me, Mr. Smith, what is your business here? You're like, well, really? Do I fit the make and model of terrorism? Hey, sir, are you suggesting we profile? We don't profile here. We don't profile under the Obama administration. We don't do that. That's wrong. Okay. Well, wait a minute. There goes Mohammed. Yeah, there you go. Ay, ay, ay. What do you think the military is going to say? You think they're going to talk about sending troops? You know we need troops. I know that's a bad, bad word. Boots on the ground. You know, it's a bad, bad word. Boots on the ground. Can't have boots on the ground. The public doesn't want boots on the ground. They don't want boots. The only reason the public doesn't want boots on the ground is because the media has convinced the public that boots on the ground will be horrible. It's useless. Everybody's going to die. It'll be the same thing as Iraq. I mean, people's attitudes, people's feelings, they're all created by the media. Like I said before, gay marriage. Gay marriage became gay marriage because the media decided that it was acceptable. Once the media, once Hollywood, once that leftist propaganda machine decided, okay, gay marriage, transgender bathrooms, it's all a go. Once they green-lighted it, the messaging made people go, okay, sure. If the messaging for boots on the ground to kill terrorists, if that messaging was something that started 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you did a survey today, everybody you talk to would say, yes, we got to go there. Yes, we got to go there. We have to go there. We have to. We have to kill them. We have to destroy them. We have to light them on fire. We have to hang them. But instead, people are like, I don't know. I don't know. Jake Tapper says it's not good. Breonna Keeler, that floppy mess, says it's not good. Ashley Bansfield said no. No, George Stephanopoulos said it's bad. Obama told them all this is what has to be said. Arianna Huffington, my darling. No, we don't do it. It was a mistake. Okay. All right, then we won't. But if we had a leader, if we had a media that had the message of nationalism, protecting the American people first, then we'd have about 35, 40,000 troops over there. We'd be lighting up that desert. There would be no ISIS. There would be no attacks in Orlando. It wouldn't be hip and fun to be part of ISIS. There would be no recruiting tools. There would be no celebration of terrorist activity. We'd be killing them all. You'd be destroying them. But no, we are where we are. Bad, bad, bad.